Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. We are 6 days into 2021, so still a lot of year ahead of us. Did you make a New Year's resolution on New Year's Eve? Did you vow to do something different in 2021? Joining us right now to talk about how to make and stick to those goals and resolutions, Program Director at St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Kathleen Gallagher. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. It always feels good to make a New Year's resolution, and then once you get into the new year, oh my gosh, you got to try and stick to it. That's not always easy.
It's not always easy for any of us. I think what's really important is to really avoid all or nothing. Make small changes, things that you can achieve easily.
Yeah.
An example would be, like, if I want to not eat dessert every night, I maybe eat it once a week. You give yourself something realistic that you can actually achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to have a big goal, something that you want to accomplish by the end of the year, but you got to set smaller goals to get to on the way, don't you?
Absolutely. And we don't have to just do it on January 1st either. We can make small goals throughout the year every few months, so it's not so overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. Quitting things, like dessert or, smoking, alcohol, excessive food consumption, all that stuff is good. But adding things to your life is also a good idea too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like things like making sure that you exercise three times a week, make your goal attainable. I know someone who had a reading challenge. They wanted to read 30 books over a year. So it could be self-improvement. It could be education. It can be a lot of things. And it should incorporate fun as well, because we need to make sure, especially during these times, that we incorporate things that we really enjoy.
Well, that's for sure. And I know that you're probably finding there at CMH that your call volume has probably been up this year. There's probably been an increased number of people seeking mental health services because of all the strain that we're under this year.
There really has. And people are feeling really isolated right now because of the restrictions that we have. I just wanted to mention we do have a COVID support line, if I could give that number out.
Mm-hmm.
It's answered Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and the number is 810-985-8900, and ask for the COVID support line. We also have a text line at 810-956-6335. And please feel free to use that. A lot of people are feeling isolated. You don't have to be a person that receives services from CMH to use those lines. It's open to the whole community.
Yeah, it's great to know. I think as we enter into this new year and we start to work on those goals, you know, some of them might just be, simple things like you said, a reading challenge or trying to get a little more exercise or modify your diet. But if there are big things weighing on people that they need to change or address, especially when it comes to mental health, I mean, they can certainly call and seek some guidance there, can't they?
Absolutely. They can also call to get services through Access at 1-888-225-4447, and they can get screened for services.
All right. Very good. Kathleen, thanks so much for telling us about it. Appreciate it. And once again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.